I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Rice is one of the globe's key food staples, and it's getting more and more expensive. The price of rice has risen by about 70% in a year's time. Global demand is outstripping supply, and slowly governments around the world are waking up to the crisis. In the Philippines, the government has had to introduce rationing in some areas. The BBC's Jonathan Head reports from Manila.
Outside a government warehouse in Manila, a security guard struggles to keep an impatient crowd under control. They've been waiting for hours in the sun for a chance to buy what's normally a commonplace commodity, rice. Inside the warehouse, dozens of workers are scooping the rice into 1 kilo bags. This is specially subsidized rice from government stocks. But with world prices at record levels, it's all that millions of Filipinos can afford. Each person is allowed to buy just 3 bags. Rationing brought on by panic and hoarding.
Real price of rice in the market is so high. That's why we've come all here. All the people come here to be out in the sun waiting to have the rice.
What the Philippines do is import rice from Vietnam, the U.S., Thailand.
But it's expensive.
Of course. We are forming a line here to get a cheaper rice.
Do you think it's the government's fault prices are going
up? Yes, it's the government. We will not be happening like this if the government will do something for us.
Arthur Yap is the embattled Secretary for Agriculture, now facing many questions over his country's failure to feed itself. This year, it will be the world's biggest rice importer.
Well, when you consider that 80% of our population spends 60% of their budget on food, and 40% of that is in rice, it's very serious indeed.
Well, you have to drive about an hour out of Manila before you see any rice fields like the ones in front of me now. Much of the land nearer the capital has been converted for industrial use or housing estates. And even here at first glance, you can see how limited investment has been in agriculture. There's no irrigation in these fields, and the harvesting is being done by hand, very different from what you see in neighbouring Thailand. Saturnino de Losario is a farmer who's lived here all his life.
The support that they need here, especially the farmers from the government, is they have to put some irrigation because water is really needed for the rice to grow up. So if they only the government will put up irrigation here in the farmlands, then it will help them have more harvest and make the price of rice down.
The government admits it has neglected agriculture, but, says Agriculture Secretary Arthur Yap, it will now make amends with a drive for food self-sufficiency.
In the past, we did not invest as much as we should have in terms of irrigation facilities, in terms of a national seed program.
The government failed the farmers.
I wouldn't say that the government failed the farmers, because in a country like ours, there are many priorities. Maybe there was a mistake in the prioritization in decades past. We can't cry over that now.
We are now having an MO issued by...
The authorities are also taking action against what they believe is one of the chief causes of sky-high prices, hoarding by rice traders.
Number 10, Manhattan Street, near corner.
A team of agents from the National Bureau for Investigation, the Philippines equivalent of the FBI, prepares to raid a suspect warehouse. On the way there, I spoke to Antonio Villar, the head of the Presidential Anti-Smuggling Task Force.
Actually, we don't believe in this rice crisis. Actually, it's being manipulated by a group that's holding on to make the price higher.
Do you believe hoarding is widespread at the moment in the Philippines?
Yes, actually, right now, they're hoarding now. This is 20,000 sacks of rice that we're going to inspect right now. They don't have any license, so that goes to show that they're hoarding this rice. But for them to sell in the near future at a very high price.
Inside, Mr. Villar posed before a throng of journalists, sifting his hands through the imported rice, which he said had been smuggled and hoarded. The warehouse owner may well go to jail. It suits the Philippines government to deflect blame onto the traders right now. But it can't escape the challenge of feeding one of the world's fastest-growing populations, a challenge it may struggle to meet now the era of cheap food has come to an end. For The World, I'm Jonathan Head in Manila.